paper-covered bones, living out a story. Wish that you would close your eyes and read it for me. Tarot and smoke, Cassandra was crying. Where's my peace? Belly full of hope, with UFO inside her. Tell the jail a joke, it's sure to keep them quiet. Fell off the boat, now Jonah is lighting flames down deep. Now tell me what you see, baby. What's the point of all this creating? How can me and me mean I need saving? From who, if you is just a me chasing? Myself in circles like a fiend racing. Back in detox, I had to be cautious of the gravity of thinking, advertising my coffin. Not trying to be a premature zombie, it's exhausting. This reincarnation, contagious pain to my offspring. Enough. Wake up. You're okay.
Well, I like the idea of the two arcs of life. And so the first arc is the arc of growing up. And it begins in the womb. Not as a child in the womb, for people living in Alabama, not in the, as the, anyway.
You can go anywhere.
That's a whole different story. But, and so anyway, it starts, in the womb, which is the place where the most rapid and extensive growth occurs in the womb, but it continues as the child grows. And then you grow up and then you have to step into the world. And the idea there is to be learn to face the world, learn to stand in the world and establish oneself in the world in some way, or at least to give it a try. Because to the soul, succeeding and failing both have their limits and both have their blessings. And so it's not a matter of succeeding. It's a matter of succeeding and failing and continuing to find the ground of one's own being. But still, that first arc is necessary. One of the problems with the modern world is they think it's the only arc, that you're supposed to keep trying to succeed to the end of your life, and that, you know, so that you have, you know, well, I won't go there either. But anyway, so that you have people acting the same way later in life as they were at the beginning of their adulthood. And actually, the arc is supposed to change over time. And the second arc, which is there from the beginning, the arc of the dreamer, the arc of the creator, the arc of the artist, the arc of the lover, the second arc, which is not about standing in the world or establishing in the world. It's about establishing oneself in the arc of transformation. It's about establishing oneself in the realm of beauty and creativity and love and sorrow and all the things that come with having an open heart. That second arc is the arc of realization, the arc that leads a person to spiritual, emotional, and even psychological and mental realization. The first arc can't do that. The first arc is necessary. And we have to negotiate that as well. And, but the more important arc, and as the world falls apart, I think the second arc becomes even more important. It is the arc of real survival. In other words, people think that survival versus creativity or survival versus dreaming, but our ancestors were both survivalists in the best sense and dreamers. From the beginning, humans have hunted a way to survive and have hunted a way to imagine and a way to create. I've read the story about the discovery of Lascaux, the cave deep down in southern France, down into the earth, where all those beautiful paintings are on the wall. And to get down there to see it, you have to go through all these twisting, turning, narrow tunnels that are hard to get through. And my understanding of it was that the young people were taken down into the darkness, into the earth, into this descending arc, which is the second arc, not the survival arc. They didn't go down there to survive. They went down there to find art. They went down there to be exposed to the creative element, to the dream that keeps life going. And the way I picture it, they go down in the dark and they have to go through these narrow tunnels. They don't know what's going on. They're like 15 or 16 And then when they get down there, they sit in the dark. There's an opening, but it's completely dark. And then they light the torches. And as soon as the light comes on, they see these animals and these figures that are part animal and part human on the wall. And they, in the light in the cave, they appear to be moving. It's the first animation. And they're stunned by another world. And that's their initiation into the second arc, not the survival arc, the awakening arc, the dreaming arc, the arc of connection to the other world. And so in this world, most people are missing the second arc, the fulfillment of that, which is a function of survival. Humanity would not have survived without dreams and without the articulation that leads us to naturally create things. To be human is to be a creator. And creation means to add something to the world that wasn't there. That's what it means. And every act of creation is a repetition of the original act of creating the world. That's why it's so amazing. And it adds energy, presence, and being to the world. And so we're supposed to do both. And some of us have more trouble on the first arc. We can't quite relate to how it's happening. And some of us have more trouble on the second arc. And eventually we all struggle on both arcs. But if we as humanity are going to get through this dark period in which we are being asked to descend, if we can accept that the descent is a descent into a darkness that illuminates and gives us visions of what's missing up above, we might make it. If we can't remain and become better dreamers, we will have a trouble surviving, because survival is not simply getting by, it's waking up. And we're being called to wake up from the nightmare that is the modern world to a dream that's waiting up for us to inhabit it, each in our own individual way, with our brokenness and with our inevitable hidden beauty.
Man, thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Needed that. Oh, I needed that. That was straight from somewhere through you and you, and damn.
That last go. It was four adolescent boys that found it.
Wow.
People can't even see the story in front of us. They're out with their dog, and they're looking for hidden treasure. The local legend was that there was a treasure hidden in a tunnel in the earth, and they're looking for literal treasure, and they stumble upon the opening into the ground caused by a tree falling in a storm, and they follow it down, and they find the Cave of Lascaux, and it's the beginning of the revelation that's still going on about all the art hidden in the earth by people, our ancestors, who survived not just by learning how to navigate the troubles at the surface of the world, but how to descend into the dream of life, which includes life that is inside the earth, trying to arise through us in order to make the world balanced and more beautiful.
Wow. I got to look that up. We can't write that. That's incredible.
Yeah. During World War II in France, while bombing was going on, while the world was being torn apart above, they found the hidden beauty inside the earth. It's like a story that's so obvious, but it's not understood.
So now we're in addition to a new Monopoly game, we're going to option the rights and make a Pixar film about this as well. We got work to do.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that'd be a good movie.
Send yourself to a film.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Film.